The McElroy brothers are not experts. And their advice should never be followed. Oh, Travis insists he's a sexpert. But if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome, my brother made an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin Tyler McElroy. You all don't know how lucky you are. That was the first time Justin and Griffin have ever hugged, and you got to see it. What's up, Trav Nation? I'm your middleest brother. Travis, oh. Big dog, a woof a McElroy.
What's up, Tribe Nation? I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. You guys can't, thank you. You guys can't, thank you so much. You guys can't have a fucking duo hug over there while I sit and watch, and then I don't also get one.
It was not a planned thing.
We didn't exclude you.
We didn't set it up.
Fucking felt like it.
We stayed out. We were bowing to the audience. We were waving. You skedaddled back to your safe chair as quick as you could.
Everybody who watched, it was super organic, right? It wasn't like planned, right? It was just like, oh my gosh, let's hug. You know what I mean?
We weren't waiting for you to sit down before we accept. I turned. You were gone.
Yeah. We're on their time now. I'm trying to give them as much show as we possibly can.
I am the show.
Yeah, but not...
some of you.
can I just say it is lovely to be back here in the Pantages Theater, which we have only just recently learned. This is how Paul walked us in to this theater tonight at soundcheck. Okay, and how the lights sound, guys? How the lights looking? They
sorry,
looking
no,
good?
Wait. Well, Griff, you said how do the lights sound?
I did say
so
that.
Now we have to
go ahead. And,
well,
sorry.
They're not professionals. They don't know and the behind the scenes kind of lingo. We
and
use.
This is what the Q&A mic's going to look like. There are five ghosts here and. The monitors will be about that loud. Just casually dropping that there's a quintet of ghosts here.
Which isn't even true because Warren, who is very lovely, Warren here at the theater walked us through the ghosts.
Oh, yes.
And like started listing them off and it was like, here's one, here's two, here's
one
three,
is
here's
Mr.
Four.
Pantages himself, yes. So congrats. Yeah.
Which, quick, wait. He's number one up in the balcony. If you're up in that zone, that's where he likes to be.
I didn't know Pantages was like named after a person. I thought it was just a name they came up with for a theater. So
sounds
when he
simple.
Said Mr. Pantages, it sounded like Mr. Fantastic.
Or Mr. Boombastic. It
or
has
Mr.
a lot of.
Mr. Peanut kind yeah, yeah. of deal.
He
Mr.
has
Pantages.
Other theaters, but he picked this one to haunt. So.
Very nice.
Gotta feel good about that, Tacoma.
But it's actually, there's four ghosts, and then the fifth one was a couple.
That's two ghosts. I don't like if me and my lady love. Perish together tragically, they're going to count us as one ghost?
I would accept 1.5 of a ghost if they always show up together.
Yeah, codependent.
Yeah.
One of the ghosts is an usher, and Warren told us that people have told him that they were, like, about to fall, and then that luckily that usher helped me, and then they're like, there is no usher here, which is like, that kind of sounds like ghosts taking American jobs.
A little bit.
That we need, like, no shade to the Pantages, but I think you should pay your staff
So that ghosts...
Cannot rely on ghosts to do that for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I would also make the argument, if that person was about to fall and a ghost usher saved them, and you're like, we don't have an usher, there is an underlying of like, we don't care if you fall.
I will also say we already have a word for ghosts that help you. They're angels. Thank you so much. This is
angels. And also, if the person comes up to you and goes, an usher help me, how do you know it wasn't usher?
They vanish. Okay. That, you heard the part where Warren said they vanish,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, but I think it would have been a different conversation if the attendee had known they were a ghost. It
anyway.
Like, yeah, with that very nice usher help. And it was a ghost!
We did not know when we walked in here that we were doing a show at fucking Yo-Kai Watch tonight, but apparently that is the situation at hand, and I'm so, so proud for it.
This is an advice show, as you've certainly gathered by this point. And what we do is we take the, your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. Want to say thanks to Jenerva and Thor. They're ASL interpreters. You'll see here to stage left. Thank you so much. We get donuts in the office pretty often, and I'm the only person that takes a whole donut. I see people cut bits off and go about their day while I sit and eat an entire donut like a normal person.
Mm.
Should I adjust to their ways or go on living my best donut life? And that's from Donut Know Which. This is not going to go the way you hope.
I like that you said adjust to their ways like it was a cultural difference.
It's our writer that we have for shows, the only thing that we have on it that's like, I don't know, finicky,
interesting.
We ask for the best donuts in the city.
Yeah.
Just like whoever has the best, what you think is the best, best doesn't. And it is the knives and the segmenting are very structured.
Because exactly.
Everyone must segment the donuts because what if there's an extra special delicious one?
Yeah.
And that's you enjoy it all on your own. That's
you
no good.
You can have a whole glazed donut all to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's going to begrudge you. If there's a donut that has like Cocoa Pebbles on top or whatever, and you take the whole thing.
You're history's greatest monster.
No.
It's the worst, yeah.
And there's actually, I would say, a sliding scale of like, it's kind of especially like a double chocolate.
Yeah.
With chocolate
ooh,
glaze.
Ooh.
You can take half of that, right?
Yeah.
But then there's like one that's like, it's got like maple bacon on top of it. You can take a quarter of that one.
Yes. Well, and by the way, this is confusing. We will provide you all with a handout as you leave. They'll be right by the door.
There is you in our box backstage that we were brought. Someone shaved off what looks to be 1/16th of an eclair.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is maybe pushing it a little bit
which
too much.
Which is appreciated much. Because if you're ordering donuts and you go, I need 2 eclairs in that box, you're a monster.
Yeah,
no,
well,
I don't see no one agreed with that. Griffin and I didn't. And they did it.
We Juice and I did this thing we do sometimes. When one of us says something, the other two are like, let me see if the audience agrees with this before I react.
This is why I really love how much we all sound alike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Because if someone wasn't really paying attention to the recording, I'd get off scot-free.
Yeah, that's true.
What donut are you guys looking for when you pop open a fresh box, Newtown? You still got those Newtown blues, and you're looking for, that's not what they call it, but like.
No, yeah, you get those Newtown blues. Turn you pop the open, page.
You pop open
here
the box.
Here I go, okay. Eating donuts again.
Right. Okay, yeah, good. But like what
donut? See, here I was just thinking that being on the road made me a little depressed, but you're saying it's just the Newtown blues.
It's just the Newtown blues.
Okay.
Just being a new town.
You know, anytime you visit a new city and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, I thought I was being separated from my wife and children, but it's actually just the Newtown blues. You're saying it's just the being in a new
it's
town.
It's not jet lag or sleeping in a different bed.
Or agoraphobia, any number.
It's just Newtown blues.
This sounds so fucking new. I wasn't here last night. What the heck?
The buses are a different color than my buses back home. Now I'm sad.
Here's what I'm saying. By tomorrow morning, I'm going to be Tacoma J.
Yeah,
by
yeah.
tomorrow morning, this is my town. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Well, don't get too excited because you're here tonight. So I've still got those Newtown blues.
Yeah.
And I am going to shake them off and do the
wait,
best.
Wait, does that mean when you get home, it takes time to transition back to Huntington J?
No, Huntington J, it's
that's the factory reset. That's the default
that's just back
position.
That's the base model. Yeah, exactly.
To answer your question, red velvet with a cream cheese icing.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking for.
I look like a blueberry cake.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And can everybody tell me your favorite donut? 1, 2, 3, go.
Straight. Yeah.
Wrong.
Straight yeah, glazed.
Me too.
Straight glazed?
Just glazed.
Is this like... Now,
are
wait
you
a minute.
Fucking with me, Griffin?
Is this nah. like the cheese pizza thing?
It's, or the... What was it? Was it Raisin Bran is your favorite cereal?
Raisin Bran Crunch. Raisin Bran Crunch.
A glaze? What do you learn about yourself when you eat a glazed donut?
It's okay. I'm not all of you eat a Fruity Pebbles donut. What you have just enjoyed.
I wouldn't, by the way, that's a smokescreen to cover up a subpar donut.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A really good glazed donut, fresh, hot and fresh out of the thing that they cook those in.
What's ooh, that room? Boy. What's that room called?
the cookeria.
Yeah,
I think
you get it.
That's good shit. I don't need a bunch of other stuff on there.
I think Griffin. Up until this one, I've been judging your food choices. I've never appreciated it. You're just a symbol, man.
I am. My tummy doesn't like to be surprised. My tummy likes them right over the plate. Kind of slow. Slow and over the plate.
It should go on the plate. That's how eating works.
Rolling it gently past the plate.
You like to pick it up off the plate, as food does.
Yeah.
That should be a rule, by the way. If a pitch doesn't make it past the plate and rolls on the plate and you pick it up and throw it as hard as you can, that counts as a hit.
Yeah, man. Kick ass. I don't think that happens very much, but we don't watch a ton of baseball.
Do you all like my mushroom shirt? Thanks. Last time we did a tour last month, I wasn't really thinking, and I only packed enough clothes counting this shirt, and I ended up flying home through TSA wearing this shirt. And
it's a statement piece.
I was a.
And that statement is, I love drugs.
That statement is,
yeah.
That statement is, yeah, I've got something in here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I might have or might not have. That's irrelevant. But the thing is, that's important is when I got up there, I was like, well, this is kind of embarrassing, but there's no way they're going to say. Very first dude's like, whoa, look at this shirt. Fucking verbatim. Then I kid you not, he yells to another dude, like, hey, you gotta come see this.
Now,
and he said, I can't look at it too long because I'm getting a little freaked out. I'm like,
damn, man.
So my shirt's making you high. Okay, that's good. It's fine.
Okay, but in all seriousness, J-Man,
yeah,
I'm
man.
Working that job. I see a man wearing that shirt. I think he wants me to comment on this shirt.
Yeah.
That's not a shirt you wear and think, I just want to lay low.
Yeah.
But it was. I just didn't think about it. So there's no technique.
It seems like it provided that razzle-dazzle so that you could actually sneak drugs through the border. They're so busy looking over here that they're not paying attention to the machine.
That's neither here nor there, Griff.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'd like to seamlessly introduce a very special segment.
Jesus Christ.
So, for live shows, I like to roll out some special guests digitally that are not here, but rather once we're on Saturday Night Live. In a segment that I call With Special Guests.
With Special Guests.
I did so shitty at this game last night.
This is a very objective kind of game where I say the name of the host and the name of the musical artist, and Justin and Griffin are trying to guess the vibe with which they deliver the intro.
Okay. An abstract concept.
Not that abstract.
Okay. You should try it from this side of it once.
Let's see the first combination. Matt Tillon.
Okay.
Introducing Arctic Monkeys. It is the second song.
That is more important than you think. The second song introduction, they've been doing live comedy for an hour. They're a little petered out at that point. You don't get a lot of energy, a lot of hype from Matt Dillon on this one.
I will also, there are bonus points here if you want a bonus point. I'll give a bonus point. There is a striking element in the lighting. I'll say lighting, sound, costume, one of those kinds of things that has nothing to do with his delivery.
Okay, okay.
The fuck is that? What? In what?
It's either lighting, sound, or you either see
sound,
it.
Sound, sight. It's either something you see
listen,
or something
it's a
you
bonus
hear.
Point. I'm giving you a bonus point.
For guessing
in the darkness.
A phenomena
in the darkness.
Okay.
Matt Dillon in the darkness.
Oh.
I feel I've oversold it.
Matt Dillon's in the darkness and he is reciting Arctic Monkeys like a monastic chant.
I've definitely oversold it.
I think he's wearing a trilby. I think he's wearing a trilby. And he says it like, as though the tone is like, who else could it be? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Before we get to it, I want to just say that the lighting effect is their inability to light Matt Dillon's eyes. Okay, roll it.
Once again, Arctic Monkeys.
These fucking guys!
I nailed it. Right, I definitely get a point for that. Absolutely. No question.
I mean, it's possible Matt Dillon does not have eyes.
It's really... It is striking. I will say there is a striking choice that's been made. I do think Justin at least gets a half point.
Justin gets a half point.
Half point.
Why is there a void?
No way. Everyone be quiet. How is me saying exactly how he's going to do it in the most abstract fucking game on the planet? Apologies.
You know what? You're right. 0.75 points.
Okay.
Next combination. Jackie Chan introducing Kid Rock.
Okay, here's what it is, right? He's got a secret, and the secret is Kid Rock is playing next, like this. Once again, Kid Rock.
It's like a naughty scene.
Yeah, he's kind of excited about it. Like, Kid Rock.
I think he tries to yell it like Kid Rock yells it in that one song. Oh. Kid Rock! Like they do it in the song.
I think the song's called Ball with the Balla.
Yeah,
Ball. Don't act like you don't know it.
I don't.
It's called Devil Without a Cause.
No, it's not.
It's called Devil Without a Cause.
It's not Ball with a Ball.
It's called
No one here gives a half of a shit.
What the heck? No. We're settling this. Who's the biggest Kid Rock fan? Let's go. 100 skill testing questions of your knowledge.
The song is called Ba Wit Da Ba.
Okay, but the album. Hey, guys, you think I lost there, but if you think about it, I won.
Well, I had Old Man Rock in that one Taz show we did, and that's the only reason I know. None of that's important. Roll the clip.
Once again, Kid Rock.
Oh, no, I couldn't have been fucking wronger. This staccato on that.
He's so excited.
Kid Rock.
No points on that round.
Fuck.
So far, it's 0.75 points to nothing. You know what, Justin? 7/8. I was wrong. I see now. 7/8. Paul, next clip.
Tough but fair.
Scarlett Johansson introducing Wiz Khalifa.
Can I just say, according to this Wikipedia article about Kid Rock, in 2009, Ba Wit Da Ba was named the 47th best hard rock song of all time by VH1. Are you guys doing okay over there? 47th? Are you sure about that one, guys?
There's been a lot of songs.
There's like more than 47 songs for sure.
Scarlett Johansson.
Man, I don't fucking know. I'm so
shitty
at this game.
I was just fucking thinking, I have no clue, man. No way. Who knows?
Okay.
No, wait. I do know. It's just come to me with perfect clarity. And maybe this is what I hope, but I think, you know, the one character, she's like, look at that one, and look at that one with the... Maybe she's like acting like that character. She's like in character.
Okay.
She's like in character doing
it. Check this out. Normal. Boring. Nothing weird about it, even a little bit.
Okay, let's roll the clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wiz Khalifa.
Damn it!
You were almost right, but at the end, she had a secret.
She got shy about Wiz.
She's a little bit ashamed.
She is a little bit bashful about this. Like...
You didn't make Wiz Khalifa. This is like sheepish.
You got someone a present, and you're really proud of the present, but you don't want to seem like you're really proud of the present.
I don't know. It's just something.
I got you some Wiz Khalifa.
Something I had a Wiz Khalifa starter. It belonged to my grandmother. I made my own Wiz Khalifa.
I saw this Wiz Khalifa at a craft market.
It's stupid. It's just Wiz Khalifa. Just forget it.
Wiz Khalifa.
No. You're going to hate it.
Yes.
You're going to hate it.
I grew the Wiz Khalifa from seed.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, one last one. Jerry Seinfeld.
All right.
Introducing Annie Lennox.
Oh, man. I think it's peak fucking Seinfeld, baby. Hey, hey. Like that. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox. That was so bad.
I thought Jerry was here with me.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had closed my eyes, Griffin, I would have been like, Gerald?
I think he's surprised. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Lennox. Like
we're both so shitty at this.
Well, no, hold on. Roll the clip.
Once again, Annie Lennox.
I'm giving it to Justin. Justin wins with 1/15/16 points.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
He seems not only surprised to be introducing Annie Lennox, but surprised that Annie Lennox exists.
It's the second
Once
song,
again,
too.
Annie Lennox.
It's implied that he thought she died. He's like, what?
I know.
Annie Lennox.
The rest of it should be like, I know.
She's
I'm surprised,
here.
Too.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox.
I have a problem with my own brother.
Wait.
Have you started a new question?
Yeah, it's a question. What are you guys? Why is everybody being so weird? That's the question. It
starts
like
this. The phrase
"in
my own brother" suggests that there is a beef we share, and they're commenting on.
I have a problem with my own brother.
Like yeah. You know how people normally have problems with other people's brothers? Well, get this.
I have a problem with my own brother. Ever since me and my brother were kids, he has never liked fried chicken. While I don't get it, I always try to support him growing up.
Beautiful.
At a certain point in college, he decided to act like he loved fried chicken. He recommends his, quote, favorite chicken spot and claims it's always been one of his favorite foods. While I understand that tastes change, y'all, this is where it gets pretty demented, okay? While I understand that tastes change, I've seen him eat fried chicken and can tell that he doesn't like it. I even once heard him. I even once heard him whisper, "Oh boy, here we go."
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy, here had, we go.
Had Sam from Quantum Leap jumped into his body?
I heard it.
You don't understand, Al. If he doesn't eat this fried chicken, JFK dies.
He whispered, "Oh boy, here we go," right before taking a bite.
Now I'm going to have to chew it and everything.
I just want my brother to live his best life without having to act like he loves fried chicken. Brothers, how do I help him out of this facade he's made for himself that's from fried chicken froggy?
Are you here? All right.
Second question. Wait, follow-up question. Is your brother here?
Okay.
Hey, hold on. No, wait. Okay, let's get this done really quickly. Hey, brother, do you like fried chicken?
Yes! Now, okay, hold on, Griffin.
Now, wait, stop.
The question would tell us, unreliable narrator.
Now, wait. Can you do me a favor, brother? I'm assuming you have a name, but we're not going to get that far. I need you to say it again, but this time, just don't yell. I need to really hear you.
And
okay?
Everybody close your eyes.
Just be like, I need to really believe it. Okay, I'll count to three, and then just like say it like...
we'll ask again.
From your heart, okay?
From your heart. Do you like fried chicken?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait. What?
Okay, this is the other brother that we're fucking hearing now.
Okay,
you guys sound...
Hey,
listen,
from you.
This is the pot calling the kettle black. Y'all sound wicked alike. That was confusing for us on the stage.
I really feel hoisted by my own petard right now.
If I'm following correctly, this is a long con by the brother who wrote in to convince everyone else that you hate fried chicken.
It could be either one. I instinctively side with the younger brother. Maybe, could I suggest even this was the case? Fried chicken shows up. Oh, boy, here we go. Was it perhaps in that intonation? Because that suggests a genuine, authentic excitement for the fried chicken experience that is about to happen.
I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with having two brothers is there's no oldest brother. If you had an oldest brother...
Is there
brother,
a third sibling present?
Can I finish my great fucking joke? Can I maybe just finish my great joke?
Oh boy, here we go.
If you listen, if you have an oldest brother, you know that he's the tiebreaker. So if there are three brothers, then they could vote on whether or not
the middle one likes fried chicken.
Yeah.
And then that would be conclusive.
That's true.
Wait, I don't want that decided by you guys.
Well, as you've proven recently, you have very bad decision-making powers. Remember when you interrupted my extremely
kick-ass joke?
And I'm still waiting to hear that joke.
No,
I'm
man,
so
people
excited.
Are still bussing.
It's a long con. It's a long con.
Sass.
I mean, he likes fried chicken, I bet. It's pretty good. Occam's razor. If you're going to imagine that he doesn't like fried chicken or he doesn't, just consider the fact that fried chicken's pretty fucking good, and so maybe your brother likes fried chicken. That's the way I'm leaning on.
Wait, now, hold on. Counterpoint. Does anybody in here not love to eat fried chicken all the time? Please, yeah.
Wow. Why are they all on this side?
What? Did you all coordinate that? Hey, real quick, before you go in, do you hate fried chicken as much as I do? Yes. Have I got the area to
wait,
sit in?
Why is that brother sitting all the way over here then with all the people that love fried chicken are over here?
Did you not get their flyer on your way into the theater tonight?
Did the ghost usher tell you guys which side to sit on? Yeah, do you like fried chicken? Over here.
This way, please.
Right this way. How about another question?
I'd love that.
I am a student teacher in first grade classroom, and my birthday is coming up soon. I know my kids are going to try to give me, quote, gifts, since they do that even when it's not my birthday. So far, I received a dead ladybug, an unfolded paperclip, and anything else they find on the floor that is deemed worthy. Brothers, what is the best way to keep a straight face when kids give you weird gifts? That's from Living in the Present.
Are you here?
All right.
Can I let you? I have two children. I don't want to brag. I have two of them, and I can't recommend the power of the sound. Oh, enough. It's great. Like as adults, you get it.
Yeah.
But when a child hears an adult go, oh,
yeah,
it sounds so promising. It's a great filler sound while you get it in order that a child is handing you a dead bug as a gift.
Yeah. I mean, in the beautiful mind of a child's eyes, anything can be a toy. I've learned that from having two childs myself. I don't mean to brag. Damn it, you caught me. I'm just saying, in the beautiful mind of a child's eyes, an unfolded paperclip could be a cool sword, and a dead ladybug could be...
a snack.
Not a snack. A Pokemon.
Oh,
wow.
You know, also, an unfolded paperclip in the beautiful eyes of a career criminal can be a lockpick.
That's cool,
right?
It's
a good gift.
I can hold documents together with a little bit of work.
A DIY paperclip.
It's a puzzle. Do you remember what a paperclip looks like? I bet it's harder than you think.
I'm Clippy, and I'm here to...
I have a little purgatory on top of the fridge for stuff like this.
Yes.
If I want to throw something away, but I don't know if I can get away with it, I put it up there on top of the fridge purgatory. And if nobody asks me about it in 2 weeks, right in the trash. Right in the trash it goes. But if they ask about it, like, where's that great picture I drew of you or whatever?
Hey, keep those.
Those are good, Juicy.
And listen, you get three or four of those a day, it gets old. You go,
especially
that's
when
why
you can tell
that's
your
why
heart
I didn't
wasn't in it.
Yeah, that's why I didn't throw it straight in the trash. I put it on top of the fridge for a while. All right?
Jeez.
Bunch of helicopter parents.
I don't think that's what a helicopter...
Yikes.
I don't think so either.
Saving all their children's drawings.
Gluing all their children's drawings to the propellers and what have you.
These helicopter parents.
Just throw them in a big drawer.
Okay.
And save them. And then at the end of the school year, fill that drawer with resin.
Cool. And I saw this on 5 Minute Crafts one time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have all the kids sort of etch their handprints or names or whatever. If I don't know if they're writing or what.
Yeah. Touch that resin, kids.
Yeah.
In
touch the
table
resin.
That belongs to the school.
Yeah. No, you pop the resin out right at the end of the year, and then it's yours to keep as a memorial of that year, as a memento or whatever.
Oh, then Adam, slowly add more and more resin over time.
That's cool.
And then you build a house out of it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Hey, thanks for having me over. There's a lot of dead ladybugs in the walls. I can see them.
Yeah.
It turns out I don't know how to make resin, so it's just glue. It's just a bunch of loose glue.
I shouldn't have come up with a recipe or something.
I want to munch. I want to munch. Welcome to Munch Squad. It's podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest. Thank you. Thank you.
You looked cold, Count Donut.
My cape got stuck in customs.
Ah. Yeah, it happens. Hey, did you hear us talking about donuts earlier?
That's just because it had so much blood.
Oh.
All over it. The cape was drenched.
Hey, man, don't look at the back of my pants.
I wasn't planning all that, but...
Yeah, sure. Right. I think we can all feel the tension between us, Count Donut.
Crispy cream is releasing new donuts with music icon Dolly Parton.
All right!
When it comes to pairing sweets for the first time, it doesn't get any sweeter than this. I don't understand what they want me to feel.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know.
Reading that sentence, I mean.
Read it one more time.
When it comes to pairing sweets for the first time, it doesn't get any sweeter.
What the fuck does that mean, man?
When it comes to pairing sweets
for the first time.
I don't know. I can read 13 different languages. I've been alive for so many centuries.
Yeah.
I cannot parcel this out into
no,
thought.
No, it's tough.
When Krispy Kreme and global superstar Dolly Parton unveiled the Dolly Southern Sweets Donut Collection.
Okay, just looking at this picture again, sorry to interrupt Count Donut. But
I've heard about you.
Yeah, he's not
fair.
Sorry, even a little bit.
Continuing the trend of any time, mostly Krispy Kreme, but at donut places, like, here's four special donuts. You can see, like, two donuts they put a ton of thought into.
Right.
One donut, they're like, this is different. And the fourth donut is like, I don't know, man.
Y'all like nuts? I don't fucking know, man. Yes. Four? You try coming up with four new donuts.
Well, here's...
But no one set that standard. Yeah, no one was like, if you're going to put out a pack, it's got to be four donuts or nothing.
So, Count Donut, I'm so sorry.
Dolly Dazzler Donut. That's an original glazed. You would probably like that, huh?
I mean, no, it's got a bunch of shit on it, Count Donut.
I would get your... nanny to wipe it off for you, donut baby.
Hey, hold on. Hey, you. Yes. Hey, you, hey! You can't talk
Get
to
him.
Me like that, Count
Get
Donut.
Him, Count
I
Donut.
Am immortal. I have lived for 1,000 years. I can speak to you however I wish. You forget your place. You forget your place, McElroy baby. I. This one indulgence you've been granted.
Thank you. I'll never walk afoul of you again.
Peachy keen cobbler donuts. It's an unglazed donut. Oh, I bet you're salivating already, but bad news, there's things on top again, Griff. It's an unglazed donut filled with real peach filling.
I can tell, because it's oozing.
Have you ever heard of a donut being advertised as unglazed?
No, I don't think so.
It's quite an odd feature to include.
I also
delicious. No sugar, you say?
I love that they clarify real peach filling.
Yeah.
Yes. It's filled with fake peaches.
We wouldn't lie
Where
to you
Where did we
again?
Get them? We don't know.
Yeah.
Banana pudding pie. An unglazed donut filled with banana pudding made with wafers and banana pudding creme. It says K-R-E-M-E. That's horrifying.
Creme.
What
Once again,
could it be?
They felt the need to be like, I don't think people will believe that there's filling in this donut unless we have just a little bit oozing out
it's
the bottom.
It's got the squinch. That's the side where they fill it from. It's not magical.
You need to put that in the picture, though, Count Donut.
I like to know there's filling inside. It's a little
You don't take their word for it when they say there is?
If you want to join your brother in the grave,
I beg of you.
Did you say in the grave?
One more time.
Did you say in the grave?
Yes, if you want to join your brother in the grave.
Are you going to fucking kill me, Count Donut?
Chocolate cream pie. An original glazed donut topped with a swirl of chocolate brownie cream. Why do they say this?
Why did they do the swirl like a poo?
The kids love it. All the Roblox kids are wild.
It's a skibbity donut.
Skibbity donut.
Having some of my favorite southern flavors in one unique donut collection from Krispy Kreme is so special to me.
Barton says.
These donuts remind me of home. So I'm excited for folks to share them with their family and friends. They're pretty sweet, if I do say so myself.
In fact, they're so sweet. For the first time. Together.
For the first time.
For the first time together, they're so sweet.
With sweet pairing. They help celebrate the introduction of Dolly's Southern Sweet Donut Collection. Krispy Kreme is inviting everyone to get dollied up and visit shops on Saturday, May 18th. There's still time, Tacoma.
To get dollied up?
Anyone dollied up from being totally dolly decked out to wearing a Dolly Parton wig or their favorite Dolly merch. Pretty much any iconography of the woman, I think, will suit.
Yeah.
And they will receive a free original glazed donut.
Fuck yeah, man!
That Dolly Parton will pay for out of her own pocket.
She can afford it, I think.
With money she would have otherwise given to charity.
Nah.
Wow, what a twist.
I bet she's got enough.
Did you expect this twist, Griffin? It's a moral quandary for every donut you eat. Dolly has less money for charitable uses. What could be sweeter than an unglazed donut filled with broken promises? Well, it's one filled with a chocolate cookie brownie crumble.
Krispy Kreme and Dolly Parton have one special thing in common. We both love to share joy.
The fuck? Why? What?
That's what they...
Is that the only thing they have in common, do you think?
They both...
We disagree on everything.
Krispy Kreme and Dolly Parton have a special thing in common. We both love to share joy, says Dave Skinner.
Oh, Dave.
Global Chief Brand Officer for Krispy Kreme.
It was a joy and an honor to collaborate with Dolly to create her signature donut collection. These donuts are going to dazzle and delight fans, just like Dolly herself.
You know what I'd like to imagine, Count Donut?
Yes, countless, please take me inside your darkest urges.
Countless phone calls, emails from Dolly Parton to Krispy Kreme. Please let me collaborate with you.
Please make the
swirl. We don't know, Dolly. Do we have anything in common?
I got this kick-ass idea for a donut.
Well, I got two kick-ass ideas, one sorta, and then, I don't know.
I'm sorry, y'all. That fourth donut doesn't look skibbity enough. My nephew says it's not skibbity unless it looks like a real poo.
The butterfly is nice, though.
It is a nice touch.
It is nice.
Nice touch. Okay.
Whoa! Goodbye,
no!
Hey. What'd I miss? I'm back.
Count Donut rolled up.
No shit.
Yeah, he rolled up and
he
threatened
him.
Griffin's life.
He said he was gonna fucking kill me, Justin.
I paid him to do that.
Why?
Wait, what?
I wax genitals for a living.
Okay.
I absolutely love my job. And
you
for
gotta
the most part,
put no, you gotta put in clearer. You gotta put in clearer checkpoints.
Trying something new.
A new question has begun. I didn't think you needed me to do this for you.
I think everybody kind of likes the in media res energy. It's nice you got to rush to catch up, right? It makes it more of a thinker, you know?
I'm just having a great time with my brothers.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
So I absolutely love my job. And for the most part, keep
what was the job again?
I wax genitals for a living. I absolutely love my job, and for the most part, keep the conversation flowing with my clients throughout their appointment, which I've been told helps them through the pain, which is what I would definitely tell the person that is removing hair from my genitals if they asked if everything was going okay.
Yeah,
I would
for
be
sure.
Extremely easy to get along with, no question. Every now and then, I get a client who I just can't quite spark the conversation with.
What are some great no-fail conversation topics I can bring up with my clients to get them chatting as I rip the hair from their loins? That's from Waxing Wangs and More in Washington.
Are you here? Fantastic.
And you're a hydra, apparently.
Yeah, what I love, without fail, I would say actually 9 times out of 10, when we say, are you here? It's the person and who they're with.
Yeah, which is awesome. I love that.
You're amplifying.
I love that so much.
I love that.
Yeah. So, back to the question at hand.
I've never had my genitals waxed, not to brag.
You know what's fucked up, Travis? I don't even want to know that about you specifically.
The lack of information is too
much.
The
closest I get.
Knowing which side of the binary you fall on that particular topic, I don't enjoy knowing as your brother.
Huh. Me neither.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't.
I would prefer to not even think of
okay,
that
the
entire
waxing
zone.
Of my genitals is unknown. I have Schrodinger's genitals.
Yeah, cool.
I will give you...
That wasn't the end of the point.
I will give you $250 American to please move forward with whatever you're saying.
You got it. So the closest reference I have is like going to the dentist, right? And the conversation
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the fucking same, man.
Point out where I'm wrong.
I've been to the dentist many, 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 many times. I was at the dentist last week.
Yeah, and I can see that there's no hair on your teeth. Think about it. So if it's anything like my experience, you should have like a Magic Eye poster on the ceiling or like some kind of funky like ceiling titles they can count. Yeah. Right, while they're trying not to think about the thing they're experiencing. That's what I want out of the circumstance.
The only truly safe conversation topic is sometimes that people have removed hair from your genital area.
I don't actually want that.
That's the one thing that you know you have in common is that you've both been in this experience, right? So if you bring that up, it's a pretty safe conversational topic.
Okay, fantastic.
Do. That's good. That's a really good start.
It would be weird if you were doing it to other people and then when someone, you were like, well, not me.
Not me. Dude, this? Are you fucking out of your mind?
Once again, if I went to the dentist and they're like, you need to get that cavity filled. I mean, I wouldn't.
It's actually harder than, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, trying to come up with all-purpose conversation starters because there's some that like, that seem like they are good that you hear bring up in a lot of conversations that actually don't work. Like, favorite movie.
Yeah.
There's about 80% of the answers that you're going to say to that, I will have absolutely nothing to
well,
answer.
Well, that's also, yeah. That's a stop because you say the answer.
That's it.
Done.
What kind of, but what food could you eat the most of? Now you're talking.
I don't know that I want to talk about that while I'm being waxed
Griffin,
down
what
there.
Do you want to talk about, man?
I'm realizing not a lot of stuff. I think want to be spoken to and not have the onus of speaking back. If you could just beatbox while you're...
That's
and that can
really
be fun because you can be like... rip! Do it like in time. So like, I'm kind of like grooving, but I also know like
when
it's coming.
If you always rip it off when the bass drops, that would feel wild because you're like, I want it to drop.
Yeah.
But...
And then next time I'm at the Skrillex show... I'm going to get some confusing thoughts.
We, by the way, I meant to bring this up at our last staff meeting, but I guess now's as good a time as any. We've got to learn some new...
EDM guys.
EDM
yeah,
guys.
Sure.
I talked about Skrillex last week, and I think we all got to learn some new EDM guys to talk about, okay?
I
don't know who.
Yeah.
Don't get it confused. I don't know who.
It's come back around to Skrillex and then Skrill Y and then Skrill Z, and I think they're on Skrill AA now.
You're at Skrill Alpha, actually,
Skrill
is
Alpha.
Where we're at. Yeah, we definitely answered that one pretty good.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
Hey, thanks. We'll be back after the act break. Go use
we'll
the
take
bathroom.
Another message.
I love
be right
you.
Back.
Buy a poster. Bye. We'll be right back. You know, with the weather lately,
it's frightful.
I have quite a few garments that after stripping them from my body, I decide these are going right into the incinerator. These I'm done with. And
cool.
What does that left me with? No clothing options. Where do I turn when I've had to burn on my favorite looks?
What are you doing in these clothes?
Just sweating, Griffin.
But you sweat so much they must be destroyed.
You can clean.
They're destroyed. The fibers, the very fibers, are worn down.
I'm worried, Justin, you've lost touch like with the price of a gallon of milk. When you're like, well, I sweated in these clothes. I shan't wear this outfit again. Wear the same outfit in one season?
It was a metaphorical God.
We be-ball together. I know your sweat is not corrosive.
Do you want to buy clothes or don't you?
I do, so bad.
I do want to buy clothes.
Thank you. Then go to Stitch Fix because they have professional stylists. They're going to help you find a great look, and it's going to be in your budget, how much you want to spend on clothes. It's going to be to your taste, and if you don't love the items that they send to you, you're going to put them in a prepaid mailer and send them straight back.
And they're washable. These clothes are washable. You don't have to wear them at least twice.
Yeah, yep. You don't have to burn these clothes, and you shouldn't.
Change of seasons. It's got to mean a quick refresh in the wardrobe, especially.
Yes, I remember the first day of every new season, you'll find Justin nude on his lawn in front of a big steel barrel, just burning every piece of clothing.
Yelling, come on, Stitch Fix, over and over again.
I hope I'm getting one soon. It sure is cold.
It was a simple thought starter.
I see.
Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother. One last time, stitchfix.com/brother.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
Do you got a website?
Mm-hmm.
What? Sorry. It's unclear to me what that response to I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. Justin, do you have a website?
Not anymore.
Do you want one?
Not anymore.
Wait, what happened to your previous
website?
Griffin's turned you off the idea of websites altogether?
Give me a bulletin board or something, man. I can't go back to websites.
It only works on certain browsers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, you know, Squarespace websites work on all browsers, even the weird ones.
You're doing a lot more than browsing over there, pal. I can tell you
I don't want to acknowledge Griffin's presence anymore. I don't want Griffin to exist anymore.
Yes!
Oh, man.
That's such a sweet deal in these ad reads.
Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with the audience, and sell anything from products to content to time. Not like in that one movie where they have like the amount of time tattooed.
We have said that in this particular ad many times.
Griffin, back.
Hi, what's up?
Okay, start a completely personalized website. You can do anything on there. And Squarespace has Blueprints, which is their new guided design system. And listen, you can even do checkout on your thing, make it seamless.
Stuff? Yeah. Seamless?
Yeah. Seamless.
Wow, Trav.
Now, I like seams.
I
like to see how it all goes together, like a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Not with Squarespace. No Frankensteins here. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to https://www.squarespace.com/mybrother.
I don't think it's backslash.
Forward slash?
Who could tell?
Okay, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Sure, try the slashes either way.
Yeah, one or the other. But, God, please get it right.
Don't do the up and down slash. It's no longer a slash. That's a pipe.
Hey, this is Mike Cablon.
If you want anyway.
And Sierra Cotto.
The hosts of TV Chef Fantasy League.
Where we apply fantasy sports rules to cooking competition shows.
We're not professional chefs or fantasy sports bros.
Just three comedians who love cooking shows and winning.
We'll cover Top Chef, Master Chef, Great British Bake Off, whatever's in season, really.
Ooh, you know chefs love cooking whatever's in season.
We draft a team of chefs at the top of every series.
And every week, we recap the episode and assign points based on how our chefs did.
And at the end of the season, we crown a winner.
You can even play along at home if you want.
Or you can just listen to us like a regular podcast about cooking shows. That's cool, too.
Subscribe to TV Chef Fantasy League on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hallelujah! Hello! Welcome, everyone!
Step right up. We're going to heal you. We are the healers, Ross and Carrie.
Yes, yes. You there! You look like you're upset. Come up here!
Yes, you are healed because you've listened to our podcast.
Yes.
Have you been having trouble with demons?
Are you sleeping too much? Too little? Just right?
We have the solution. It is to listen to
Ross and Carrie. A show where we examine unusual claims.
We show up so you don't have to. Find us on MaximumFun.org.
We won't actually heal you.
Got a haunted doll watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this extremely haunted building, thoroughly haunted, one of the more haunted we've
thoroughly
been in.
Thoroughly haunted.
Thoroughly haunted. We're going to invite a few more spirits. Who's at the door? Well, it's a spectral gentleman caller.
Okay. I need to point out, Justin was fucking busting so hard to these backstage as he was preparing this bit. I am very excited to see what you cooked up for us.
I don't
the
know
lab.
If I, this is, these are all a new company that is on the market. I'm not going to say the name because then you'll
you
read all
pay
of them
for that. Yeah.
In your
yeah.
free time. So welcome, a spectral gentleman caller. The spirited realty tycoon of Auclair, James Griffin. James Griffin was a brave soldier in the Civil War from Auclair, Wisconsin. After the war, he put down his gun and picked up selling houses and land. He got really...
It's good that he put down his gun first.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
He got really good at it and became a rich man in the 1870s. But James loved more than just selling big houses. He loved visiting people, especially ladies in their dreams. He loved visiting people, especially ladies, in their dreams. Now, his spirit lives inside an old 3x5 photo.
That's taped to a box?
That's apparently one of the things that your soul can do, is live
That's so cool.
in a two-dimensional photo. When you sleep, James might pop into your dream.
Nope.
Wearing his fancy suit and hat and call out to you like an old friend.
Actually, yeah.
He's very polite and loves to tell stories of his adventures.
Oh, that sounds great. I would love that in my dreams.
Even though he was once a tough soldier, James has a soft spot for kind folks. But here's a twist. No, it says that.
Oh, okay.
But here's a twist. Sometimes James gets a little mixed up and thinks he's still selling houses. He might show up and try to make a deal with you in your dream. It's funny because you can't really buy a dream house.
Okay, wait. Jump back a second, Paul, to the previous image. It says Brandoff, what, Studigan? Mulligan? Like, it's a different name.
I think it says Brandolf Stulligan. Which is a fucking good name.
It actually says.
Different name.
Hey, guys, it actually says Brandoff Stuttgart.
Brands of Stuttgart. It's big behind it. It's like wicked big right there.
Wildly different name.
That's where the picture was taken. Brandoff Stuttgart.
His name's not Brandsel Stuttgart.
No, it's a place. A place everybody knows about.
Including
me.
Just to check in. That's an American town where this American
no,
man
No, it's just
lives?
A different, it's a photo, Travis, and it's not important. It's funny because you can't really buy a dream house. That's what it says.
I do need to go back to the last image. Have they circled the ectoplasm that Brantsev has left on the...
Yeah, they've circled the spectral goo that's left behind on the image.
The bottom one does kind of look like there's some hidden writing in his jacket. Like some Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Are you ready to let James Griffin's spirit into your home?
No.
He might make your dreams extra exciting.
Sounds like if I buy this, an old man will come tell me stories in my dreams. No fucking thanks, man.
He might try to sell you your own home in your dreams, which is funny because you can't really buy a dream house. It says it right here. It's funny because you can't really buy a dream house.
Cool.
Happy haunting and sweet dreams with James by your side.
Yeah.
Next up.
I wouldn't sleep with that picture by my... Huh.
The light.
Huh.
The light.
No.
It's a ceramic picture of Jesus. It's a ceramic Jesus is what they're looking at as a ceramic Jesus.
This is if Jesus ever caught you masturbating.
And he was frozen in carbonite by the shock of the whole endeavor.
What did I say about this?
It is a very...
I told you once, I told you 1,000 times, Griffin.
Now, Justin, would you say, do I have to share this with other people, or is it my own personal Jesus?
Okay, let me tell you all about it. Flickering Hope, a hand-painted haunting in Adams, 9 inches tall.
Cool.
This unique hand-painted lamp stands 9 inches tall and depicts a serene image of Jesus Christ.
I don't know that serene.
Serene's not what I'd go with there.
I do like that they've given him the same cool scar I give every RPG character I've ever played.
Yes. Yes.
Right there across the eye.
Yeah, he looks like my Commander Shepard. Which is appropriate.
Yeah,
he is
my shepherd. He is my commander.
Right.
He does have the facial expression of someone who recently said, "I can take 3 times as many drugs as anyone in this room. Watch me go." The inscription.
Also, the face of someone who goes, "I just don't feel bad like you guys do. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hit me."
The inscription, "Jesus is the light," adorns the base in a style that suggests a personal touch.
So that's just a sort of table setter image of Jesus, then. That has nothing to do
well,
with the lamp.
Well, that's a different image that they're selling of Jesus being abducted.
Okay.
No!
That is not what I expected.
Fuck me.
Fucking damn even it. A little bit at all.
God, it sucks.
No, that's not it. Oh. That's not. That's neither Jesus nor serene nor a lamp.
This sucks.
No kidding. The concave nature of this Jesus' face means that, like the ghosts in a haunted mansion, he will be watching you masturbate no matter where you are in relation
to the lamp. Move your head side to side, right? It sucks.
Why did they put the light in that location of the lamp? It's like a fountain, except instead of water, it's a light.
It's his throat.
That.
The inscription, look. "Jesus is the light," adorns the base in a style that suggests a personal touch. Far from a mass-produced item. No shit.
Yeah.
No shit. They didn't make 1 million of these. It's not mass-produced. Someone made 1 of these, and they didn't say, "I got to make 500,000 more. A lot of people are going to want to own one."
I like that they threw the Ouija board behind there just to remind you.
Yeah.
This isn't a religious thing.
Donated anonymously. Yep.
Yeah.
After being discovered in an abandoned hospital located in Adams, Wisconsin.
They didn't take this with them?
The lamp possesses an undeniable aura of mystery.
Ah.
I'll fucking say, man. Spectral or no, it's mysterious that this exists.
Our team at the Curious Curio Company is captivated by this one-of-a-kind... I don't care. One-of-a-kind lamp. The personal nature of the artwork hints at a deeper story. Perhaps...
Jesus Christ.
No.
Yeah.
Perhaps a hopeful patient.
He looks
patient.
More affronted in this. How is that possible?
It doubles as this is a lamp of Jesus Christ. But also imagine a Star Trek episode where Riker was turned into a baby but kept the beard.
He looks like child Jesus as I drove him past the McDonald's.
You said we'd stop, Bobo. You said we could get some chicken nuggets.
Now, baby Jesus, I done told you.
But you said we get some chicken nuggets in Happy Meal, Bubba. I want some of them Grimace shake. Bubba, give me some fries.
I swear, Janine, if he keeps acting this way, he's not going to make it to 33. Sorry.
Why
apple
is he
pie,
so,
Bubba.
Why is he so
radioactive? I
wouldn't
have done that joke in Canada.
Yes. Go on.
Thank you, Griffin. You see, the personal nature of the artwork hints at a deeper story. Perhaps a hopeful patient created it during their stay, seeking solace and comfort in their faith. This is me editorializing now and finding none.
What materials are you given in a hospital? And you're like, you know what I'm going through now? Bring me a kiln.
Yeah, please.
The abandoned hospital in Adams adds another layer to the mystery. Was the lamp left behind by a patient in a hurry?
Yeah.
Or a cherished memento forgotten by a departing staff member? Now, folks, you'll notice at this point in Haunted Doll Watch, no claims have been made about any sort of haunting whatsoever, right? So far they've said, yeah, it is a pretty weird lamp of Jesus, no?
And J-Man, right there, they basically said, was it left behind by this kind of person or left behind by this kind of person?
We don't know.
We'll never know.
Well, we know it was unwanted. That's the one thing.
If you want to make sure you don't get left behind, make sure you grab yourself this inverted Jesus lamp.
Guys.
You can put your own face into it.
Yeah.
Listen,
see if it fits.
The lamp, now things are going to get a little spookier. Okay? Oh, yeah. Things at this point get scarier and scarier. The lamp functions surprisingly well.
Oh.
but with an unsettling peculiarity, the bulb flickers erratically. Now I hear what you're about to say. Let me cut you off. Even with high quality replacements. The best bulbs, okay? They didn't go to Dollar General to buy a bunch of bulbs. These are primo bulbs.
Yeah.
On rare occasions, a faint hymn-like melody seems to emanate from the lamp when lit.
It sounds like this.
It sounds like, it sounds not unlike a lamp about to explode. The most intriguing anomaly is the occasional soft glow emanating from the figure of Jesus himself. From the lamp?
No, Justin, you expect it, but
sorry.
It's almost like a flickering electrical kind of fire kind of feeling.
These events are unpredictable and defy scientific explanation.
No, they fucking do not.
Kermit,
now
he's a Ninja Turtle.
Jesus has activated his defenses. Jesus exoskeleton, go.
Listen.
If you soak him in water, he hatches out of it.
Theory one, a beacon of hope. Perhaps the lamp is a conduit for a benevolent spirit, a former patient or a staff member who found comfort in their faith. The flickering light and hymns might be attempts to connect with the living, offering solace and a reminder of hope.
If you're a ghost and you choose to inhabit a picture or lamp or doll of Jesus Christ, that's kind of the big show, ain't it?
It's like stolen valor in a weird way.
A little bit.
Theory two, a lost soul seeking solace. It's possible the lamp is tethered to a disoriented spirit unable to move on. The religious iconography provides a sense of familiarity. You know, who wouldn't be comforted by this?
Guys, I went to church for a wicked long time. This particular depiction of my Savior is not familiar even in the least little bit.
It more looks like he's selling me a guitar at a music store.
It does.
The flickering light and soft glow from Jesus might be unintentional emanations of the Spirit's presence. Or, if I may proffer a different theory, it is the electrical current currently surging through. Intrigued?
Yes.
If you're a believer in the unexplained or uninteresting and open to spiritual encounters, this hand-painted Jesus is the light lamp might be more than just a haunting curiosity. Be prepared for the possibility of strange occurrences and a deeper contemplation of faith and the lingering spirits that may reside in abandoned places.
Yeah, it's so weird. I bought this lamp and like everyone I knew stopped coming around. Unexplainable.
Now here is something I bet you didn't know you could buy on eBay, guys.
Oh!
A grandmother. Yeah, you too can buy a grandmother on eBay, no problem.
God damn it.
Oh my God.
No, okay, Justin, I just saw the full title. Haunted photo, paranormal, high activity. A grandmother with a dying wish.
Don't sell this.
For $2.03.
Now, Travis, that's just an opening bid. You can buy it now for $15. It says in the full listing, it says a kindly old grandmother's last wishes.
Maybe you have a grandmother at home, but all of her wishes are done.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, in the rural lands of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, there lived a sweet grandma named...
Why are all these Wisconsin ghosts?
Yeah, all from the same town. It's like the Gravity Falls of Wisconsin.
Yeah, sure. Back
in the 1940s, she was the heart of her family, and they loved her apple pie.
Okay.
But Grandma Edith had a secret wish.
To make peach cobbler.
She whispered it to the wind on her last day, hoping it would reach her family. Alas.
Hey, Edith.
There's wicked better ways to do that, Edith.
Alas, her words got lost.
In the wind?
Until now. Her spirit lives now in a small 4x4 vintage photo. Which is better, we can agree, than like a printed out picture of Billie Eilish or something. It's a lot, makes a lot more sense that she's in a picture of a grandma. Her spirit lives in a 4x4 vintage photo, and she's waiting patiently for someone to hear her message.
Oh, this secret's so fucking good.
It's juicy. Also, Justin, up till now, they haven't clarified it's a photo of her.
It's yeah, it's just a photo of an old lady that provided her some comfort or solace,
yeah,
I'm
that
assuming.
She was like, yeah.
Yeah, this I is, get it was sort of like this.
I was an old lady once, too. No, it's only 197. I saw another one earlier that was 698.
The Jesus
this,
was way, way,
yeah,
way
grandma
more.
Was like three times.
It's just a scale. It's just it's,
that's a Geiger counter.
Less.
You must
okay.
Do not touch the Jesus. No.
Folks say that at night lights flicker, and that's and a comforting scent of baking fills the air. That's,
oh no,
that's Edith saying hello. She loves to chat through tarot cards and will make sure that you're never lonely.
Okay.
Hold
everything
on.
Everything there doesn't comfort me.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think if she only chats through tarot cards, there will probably still be times in my life where I'm quite lonely.
Yeah, but not,
I would also say it's okay to be alone sometimes.
Yeah, but
there
I
there are times where I definitely don't want to feel like someone's in the room.
But imagine you could feel a warm, gentle touch on your shoulder when you're thinking of her. Edith just wants to give her love and maybe finish that last bit of family business?
That's what I'm... Okay, this is... No.
Hey, Griffin?
We're not buying a grandmother. We're buying a grandmother's secret. Yeah. And then she's going to turn... Her business is done, and she's going to turn into
mitts. You're buying it hook, line, and sinker, my friend, because you are dying to know the secret wish.
I just want to jump back real quick to where it says a smell of baking, and that's her way of saying hello.
Yeah.
I own a home. I don't want to brag. If there is a smell of something
inexplainable,
and the oven's not on,
yeah,
and the stove's not on, but I can smell something baking, I'm not comforted.
No, not gonna love that.
No.
That's not the feeling I have.
Well, are you ready to welcome Grandma Edith and discover her dying wish?
They're not gonna say it in here, right?
No. Well, no, you gotta pay for it for sure. She's
Sunday.
She's eager to become part of your family and bring a sprinkle of 1940s charm to your home.
Thank you, Grandma.
Remember, Edith is all about warmth and family. Open your heart. And she will surely reveal her long-kept secret to you.
Damn it.
But then she'll probably be gone.
She'll disappear. This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to buy a fucking one-shot grandma who's going to be like...
What if her
I want a grandma with replay value.
Yeah.
What if
she'll be like, I'm my own grandma. Poof.
I want a grandma with New Game Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it's just a hot take? What if she's just like... Godfather was mid. Goodbye.
And then you're like, wait, no, come back.
Come
what do you
back.
Mean?
What
wait,
do you mean?
No.
How is
expound.
It mid? It's too late. I'm going to hell.
We're going to move on to the audience question part of the program. You all have sent in your queries. We have selected some. We're going to call you down by name and seat number. Please don't come down if we don't call you. It'll be awful for everyone in this room all at once. So go ahead and come on down if you want to tell us your name, if you want to give us your pronouns, that would be amazing. And tell us your question, and then we'll answer them live on stage. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are
cool.
you?
Cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good. Show's going good. Do you like it so far?
So great. I hope later when I listen, I can hear myself laugh.
That's the fucking
nice.
Dream,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I hope I can hear myself too. It hasn't always happened.
You do.
Really?
You do realize now that you've been chosen to do an audience question, it will be considerably easier to find.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
So what's your question, Ellie?
Oh, this year. I watched all of The Lord of the Rings for the very first time.
Nerd.
Some fans of Lord of the Rings, surprisingly.
Yes. Yes. And I thought, is it too much if I dress up like Legolas?
For the Renaissance
Festival.
Yes.
Festival.
Is it
not just for home use?
Well, I mean, if I had an everyday outfit,
yeah.
I totally would.
Yeah.
But if
you're EOL. EDL?
Yeah,
is it
everyday Legolas?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Is it too 2005 of me to do that?
To dress as Legolas at the Ren Fair, is what you're asking.
In the ripe year of 2024.
I would say it's better now. You might be the only, one of few Legolases.
Okay.
Legolas.
There'll be some.
Yeah.
He's like the main elf, yeah. I think.
I think so, too.
It's him and Hermie.
I think if you dress up like an elf and go to the Ren Fair, you have to put on something else to distinguish yourself as not Legolas.
You should be, actually, if you're going to do it, you need to be Legolas in cosplay as another character.
Legolas.
That's what Legolas would wear.
Dressed up as Buddy the Elf from Elf.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be cool.
That would be something.
Oh, I like that. Okay, I'm going to do that.
No, that wasn't sincere. Oh, please don't do that.
No. Shut up. We fixed it. We did it. So Legolas dresses Buddy the Elf. That's as far as we've gotten, but it feels really
that'll
strong.
Kill.
I think I can do that.
Great. Yeah, that'll slay for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It.
All right.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
Glad we can help.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty good. A little sweaty.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And how are you?
Are you feeling uncomfortable
about the question that you sent in?
Because it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
We feel good about it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Don't be afraid.
I'm here with my lovely girlfriend. She loves the old computer game Myst.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there like that? The puzzles? Yeah.
Yeah.
The puzzle games. And I'm pretty bad at puzzle games. I need some help.
Okay, great.
In order to impress.
Yeah. Myst is a very challenging one.
Yeah. Your question was, I think your question was, how do I solve the computer game Myst?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, by the way, Jordan,
yes.
This is the most kick-ass way you could possibly solve that question.
The amount of notes you would have to take right now and the amount we would have to remember.
Yeah. We fucking got this. No problem.
Yeah, the good news is we have an expert on hand, Clint McElroy. Clint, if you don't mind. Okay. So, if you could just tell Dad what you're stuck
on. Yeah, if you could go puzzle by puzzle where you're stuck.
Just like where you're stuck, and maybe Dad can give you like, don't spoil it, Dad, but like a nudge.
Yeah, you know, like a little nudge.
Got it.
I've gone off the first island onto the other island with like a elevator and like a dungeon, and there's like secrets.
Just sit in it. Don't be like weird.
Yeah.
Things can feel different. It's okay.
If you're uncomfortable, that's because it's real.
Just
sit
in
it.
I've made it back to the original island. My girlfriend says I'm missing really obvious things. I'm walking right past them. What am I? What should I do to like find the obvious things that I should notice in this game?
Pay attention.
It's a good one.
That's good.
Look around.
Yeah.
Observe.
Okay. Dad, how do you feel about taking notes?
Take a lot of notes.
Okay.
If they describe something, copy down every diagram. Okay. Give up your life for probably 6 months.
Okay. You can also check YouTube.
Okay.
You can find walkthroughs.
Did you find the letter on the rock?
Yes.
Holy shit. You did not say that with a lot of confidence. Did you touch the blue book or the red book in the library?
Yes.
Don't touch the red book or the blue book in the library.
It sounds like you've already fucked up pretty
bad. Yeah. Shit, man.
You might need to just go right to Riven, my dude.
Yeah.
If you see a handle, flip it.
Okay.
That's everything, though, in life.
Watch out for the boss battle, though.
Yeah, Dad, where's the grenade launcher?
Yeah.
Is there anything you're actually stuck on, or are you just being kind of lazy? Because, like, there is internet out there. Like, you could Google it, but, you have a real living treasure here.
Yeah.
For maybe the last, we don't ever know. Go ahead. Like, anything. I just mean tonight. Good. We have another show tomorrow. Like, what's wrong with you?
No, thank you. I appreciate the help.
I think we've solved enough for you.
Thank you
so much, Jordan.
Clint McElroy, everybody.
I believe in you, Jordan. You can do this.
Jordan, I just want to say, rarely do we have someone end their own experience with us.
It's huge. We appreciate it.
I love that. I'm actually done. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, amazing. Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate you.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Hi,
she,
Sarah.
Her. I submitted the question that I have a few pets at home. One of them is a small parrot. And when he's being particularly screamy during my work day, I'll bring him down to hang out with me. And I often forget on video calls to warn other people. And then he just chest bursts like alien right out of my sweater.
You skipped a pretty important thing.
Okay. You're burying the lead a little
detail,
bit.
Detail. You said bring him down.
And he likes to hang out inside my shirt.
Okay, so the parrot's in your shirt.
Sorry, everybody.
And you're in a meeting with a normal
I'm in
meeting.
Video calls a lot of the day, and I often forget who already knows that I have a bird that likes to do this. And so I forget to warn them, and then he just
parrot
makes an appearance like a surprise magic trick.
Yeah.
And I've yet to find...
Well, most magic tricks are a surprise.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sarah, can I just say sometimes people come to us and they ask us for shit that they... probably don't actually need help with, but you do need to say something.
I do. I for sure do.
You the idea need to say, yeah, this isn't one of those like, stop being so weird, but yeah, you need to say something.
Yeah.
I can't see that and not know.
Because even if I'm in this meeting and this happens, I would be happy, but it would also completely derail
100%
whatever is happening in that meeting, even if it was wicked serious.
Wait, what
I
if
could
you...
be an HR manager firing you?
Yeah.
And that happens and I'm like, shut up. Hey, what's up?
Listen, I would use it to your advantage. I wouldn't tell. And then when the parrot pops out, use that exact moment to be like, and we want 20%. And they'll be like, whoa, okay. And before they even thought about it, they're so taken aback by the parrot that they give you, I'm assuming, by the way, everybody, that 20% is good. For Sarah.
Well, like it depends that, what of.
Awesome. Like this, like normally
if,
they get
if someone's
10,
offering to poison you, 20% or
probably
less.
Probably not
I'm saying
that.
It's like a good, it's good in this case. Like it's a good thing. They were going to give her 10% of the business that she's buying
in
the meeting.
As long as it's more than what they were offering in that
circumstance. Yeah, it's better than it was.
They were like, I'll give you 50%.
Is it talk?
Like,
does it talk?
It does. It says love you and peekaboo, but only when he.
Okay, that's huge for everyone.
Wait. Can you let Sarah finish? Only when what?
Only when he wants my attention, not when I want him to say peekaboo.
Well, then you're going to have to ignore him during your business call so he pops out of your shirt and goes peekaboo, because that's cool.
If you could train him to say, like, objection, or.
I'll work on that.
Now, Sarah, this is important. How long do you think that you could ignore the parrot when it was poking out of your shirt?
I have tried it before.
Because that would be an amazing power play just not acknowledge
accept
it.
That anything's happening.
This is an emoji. This is being generated on your screen.
My dang nephew did this. He turned this on.
Yeah, when I make this gesture,
it makes a parrot come out of my dang shirt.
I don't know why it's not working now.
They said,
Your Honor, I'm not a parrot.
Switch to a Mac, they said. You'll never have any problems.
What's your parents' name?
Petrie.
What's
his
parents'
land before
name?
Time. Got to represent.
Good one, yeah.
Is he a good boy?
He's a very good boy.
Okay.
He's a little house
important?
Dinosaur.
Does he want a cracker?
Travis.
These are important details that I need to know.
I got a good actual answer to your question, Sarah.
Okay.
Change your username in Zoom to Sarah, parentheses, and maybe also a parrot. Sarah featuring parrot? Question mark?
Maybe. Oh,
that's
man,
great.
But you don't want someone in a meeting with you disappointed. That would be, like, even if it went well, they're like, well, bye.
Well, hold on.
The worst case scenario, they prolong a meeting artificially.
Yeah.
And make you be on it longer.
Sarah, let me just give you this. You're in a meeting, and you've been brought into that meeting. You don't want to be there. This could have been an email. You're going to come in. You're going to join the meeting, like, 3 minutes late. And you're going to go, yeah, sorry I'm late. I ate these weird eggs.
Yeah.
Whole. For lunch, I don't know where they came from. It's so weird.
Like a boa constrictor.
It's probably nothing. And then maybe nothing comes of it. But then the parrot pops out.
Yeah, it's a good
and
payoff.
You just start screaming and turn off your camera.
But let me say something about,
solid.
But the sheer terror.
But, Sarah, secretly, it's actually way funnier if the parrot never comes out. And you gave everyone a heads up about some eggs you just ate.
Oh.
You introduced Chekhov's eggs, and you never pay off on them. That's even better to me. This is a win-win scenario Travis has just concocted.
And then you end up in a scenario where you're like, people clock you, like, gently pushing on your stomach, like, gently kind of wiggling. And go, hold on 1 second. They'll do it. Wait, 1 second. Wait, hold on. Watch. Come on. Come on, please.
Go.
Do it. Come out.
That's the best we're going to do
it's
tonight.
Yeah, answering questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Glad that helps. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello, I'm Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
You're probably wondering why we asked you here tonight, Valerie.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm sweating. Am I going to get fired?
No, you're good. Well,
it depends.
Fired is a strong word.
Your question, do you remember it? Did you send in several or just the one?
I just sent in one.
Fantastic. Okay, what is your question?
I asked about my, for advice on office pranks because I was told I was being too predictable and I took that very
okay.
I took it very
so this
personally
is the thing. You said you had a reputation as a predictable pranker and I honestly just had to know more.
This is one of the exact wording was, what are some good office pranks to shed my predictable prank reputation? Valerie,
yes.
I will be honest, I'm pretty sure the three of us thought that you're the office prankster looking to freshen up their game. Not that people look at you and go, Valerie would never prank.
So which one is it like you're doing the same prank every day?
It's not every day. Well, some of them.
Hey, can I tell you?
Precision timing,
like
honestly. Precision
Valerie,
timing.
Valerie, if you're doing the same prank Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9, 10 a.m.
It's not Thursday.
That's actually worse.
If it's on Google Calendar, it's not a prank anymore.
Watch out for pranks.
Sometimes there's meetings.
Okay, we gotta know, what is it?
I have several that I kind of rotate through.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, they're scheduled. I do, like, I'll hide things on people's desks. Certain things, not like monitors.
Fucking Loki over here.
Yeah, like people's mice or like just like random decorations. Sometimes I'll like hide things underneath.
Yeah,
them.
So
if it gets knocked over, I'm like, oh, what's that? That's crazy.
That's good shit.
So you have a little skit with this. That's great.
Let's solve them
one by one. Add things to a desk. Go on. What's next?
Add things. Ooh, an inversion.
There's one prank that I do to the front desk guy specifically because there's like a small.
Do it to the back desk guy. Wait, listen, I gotta hear the pranks. I'm more interested in the pranks than what you have to say. Please.
There's always a small pyramid of tissue boxes there that are available for
just
to grab.
Asking for.
Yeah, you can just take them. And he's always very particular about them, so I'll just like bump them and I'll mess with them.
That's so mean, Valerie.
Okay, Valerie, straight up, I do have to warn you, this is not a prank, it's bullying. And it's amazing and it's so great. Because I didn't peg you as a bully, and now I can see the rotten core at your center.
Yeah.
It's full of hate.
Yeah, you just love hate. The power. Just
but
you get it.
Power play, you just bully this nerd. It's great.
You get it.
What's the next thing? Yo, I push my boss into an open well.
He's the one
I kidnap my direct supervisor's nephew and hold him for $25,000.
Every Wednesday, I'm slitting ties.
It's fun. My last prank is scaring people, and it's only worked once.
Like jumping out, like, rah!
Yeah, I ran up to her. She works next to me. I ran up to her.
Start a podcast. Okay. So you want a fourth prank?
I'll take three, one from each of you if possible.
Okay.
I'm
Valerie,
really trying to...
that you're asking a lot.
There's three of you.
You've just come to the joke wizards and been like, I want three jokes, wishes? Please.
Wait, this is, Valerie, this is so important. How much do you like your job?
Do I legally have to answer that question?
No, you don't have to legally answer that question.
On a scale
okay,
of one
great,
to 10,
but you,
I'm pulling
hey,
a five.
Valerie, you answered that question. Yeah, answer
you
that
didn't
question.
Answer.
You know what's a fun prank? Embezzlement.
Listen.
Got it. The long con.
Yeah, that's you know what's a great prank, Valerie? Just get on your fucking phone for a little while.
I'm not actually allowed to. It's restricted in my office.
Oh, my God, Valerie. You have to start doing the pranks to yourself.
Holy shit.
And then be like, what the fuck, guys?
That's actually
this is
really
getting
good.
Old, okay? I get it. I'll freshen up my pranks. And then just keep doing it to yourself every day. Get increasingly mad. I don't have a third part. But I am sure in the moment something will come to you.
Yeah.
If I keep escalating, I'll figure it out.
Can you cut a hole in the wall that is in the exact shape of one of your coworkers?
To what end?
I could try.
Speak on that, Griffin.
I just think it'd freak them the fuck out, man.
The coworker's still there.
Yeah.
And you
it's
go,
not like a Looney Tunes.
That's your hole.
It's more like a, it's a more of a Junji Ito way than a Looney Tunes way.
Yeah. Hey, maybe figure out a way to undo the thing that restricts your phone. That's a great prank.
That's a pretty cool prank.
That would be leaving my job.
Yeah, well, no, quit your job. That's
I mean,
a great
do you
want
to be a great prank person or not? I mean, you gotta have your priorities straight. I'll tell you what. Go back to your seat. Think about your priorities, and then we'll talk about it later. All right.
We've given you so much, Valerie. Thank you so much.
Valerie. Thank you, Valerie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Kai. My pronouns are he, him, and unlike Valerie, I love my job.
Fuck yeah.
That's a good prank, Valerie.
I work at the Build-A-Bear workshop at the mall. And,
nice.
Thank you. And one of my favorite parts about doing the job is like the heart ceremony where you like rub it on your nose so your friend knows you love them.
Really
and your
good.
Side so they stay hip and by your side, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But very often in the mall, you'll just hear like random screaming or crying and just a lot of yelling out in the hallway. And every now and again, we'd like take a pause from the heart ceremony to pause. Sorry. That's, anyway.
I guarantee the only human being thinking about it, but now we all are.
All my coworkers, everyone, always. Anyway, but recently a fight broke out that was really, really bad in the mall. And it was right outside the store. So, you know, we take a pause to do the hearts and stuff. And we have glass doors, so we close the glass doors. And the fighting came up to the doors, and they got slammed against the wall and stuff.
That's, I mean, straight up, I hate to interrupt, but that's like fighting tactics 101.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we, like, move the customers away from the wall. So it calms down. There's still, like, security and stuff outside. But we had to go back and be like, all right, take the heart and shake it up in there.
Yeah.
And how do we, like, fix that energy after? So, like, we don't sell bears, we sell experiences.
Yeah,
and
all
so,
right.
So they got their bears for free in the end.
Straight up, if you only sold bears, the price you charge is fucking wild. Of course it's an experience. I have such a great, great idea, Kai. You need to take these kids and be like, all right, no shit. Let's go in the back room. Let's go to where the magic really fucking happens. You take them back and you say, listen, kids, now more than ever, we gotta come together. This isn't some corporate bullshit. It's all love, family.
Like that, maybe this is the time where you look at the parents and the kids and you're like, listen. Maybe we were wasting our time with this. Maybe we got to get out there and fix what's going on out there, y'all.
Everybody grab a bear.
Everybody get a bear. Let's go give them bears. They're not going to be angry anymore.
I'm saying this, man. You know, kids want stuffies to love on or whatever. But security's right there.
Yeah.
If you go, oh, now your bear's got some extra fight in them.
What? Oh, cool.
To protect the child.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Trav, no one in the, let me check, room liked that at all. It was a big...
I'm saying, give me a warrior bear.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
A distressing number of people just cheered for what my brother said.
If there are people coming in and they're fighting, they slam up against the door, how often does that happen?
Just the one time, I assume, Kai, right?
Wait, how bad are we doing, folks? Because in general...
One time while I was working.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. Now you got a warrior bear. I don't know
what
else to say.
You got to do a fight discount, I feel like.
They get them for... They get them for free. The people who were there when the fight happened, we're like,
that's,
hey.
Okay, yeah. Kai, you just fucked the whole business model.
Yeah, because now I'm going to be out there like, did you hear what that guy said? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm staging some shit. Yeah, I've got plans
for that. Hell, one of us could go in and get a bear, and the other two could be like, ding, dang it.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, I'm so mad at you.
Gosh, here it's on now.
Interrupting my jokes.
What's your favorite bear there?
We have a color block frog that we had that sold out very quickly.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Hey, one time at Build-A-Bear, my son
the
tried...
The Sonic sound, I know.
My We're son not... tried to put the Sonic sound in the Pikachu stuffy, and they wouldn't let... Would you have let that happen, Kai?
Nintendo, if they can hear me, they're very, very specific.
I know, Kai, but would you do me this fucking solid of giving me a Pikachu that sounds
We're
like
not,
Sonic?
Wait, hey, listen, we've broken free of our corporate shackles. It's just human beings right now, and he wants this one thing.
I'm not Valerie. I love my job.
That's right, Kai. I'm wearing a wire. You passed.
Hey, Kai, can I ask you a question? Did that help?
That did help.
Thank you so much,
Kai. Thank you so much. Thank you.
If we can get the house lights.
Make them go away.
Make them go away. There's too many people. Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, Tacoma, thank you so much for coming to our show.
This kicks ass. Y'all are amazing.
This has been so lovely.
We've got some lovely posters for sale outside. They were designed by Kevin Budnick, and they kick ass. We signed a bunch of them, so maybe you'll get one of those.
My favorite thing, the key around the orca's neck is the key to Drive Nation.
Oh, that's
it's
very
not,
good.
It's
that's
not right. indicated in any way in the poster except Kev.
A lot of deep
like,
lore in
yeah,
this
that's
image.
The key to Trav Nation.
Thank you all so much. Thank you to the Pantages and its many ghosts for having us here.
Yeah.
Thank you to Paul and Amanda and Rachel, to our ASL interpreters for the evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to elevate a wish to Fungalore. Yes, exciting. We're going to form sort of a sound bath where we're going to raise up crescendo.
Do you want to sort of lead the choir of the sound bath while someone else does the
wish?
Yes,
I thought Justin and I could lead the sound bath.
Yeah, you're
right. Okay, that's cool, cool, cool.
And so we're going to build to a crescendo, cut off, and then Griffin is going to read the wish.
And I know you're thinking, what sound should I make? That's up to you.
Yeah, that's how it works in a sound bath.
Sound
you don't have to coordinate.
Like you just
so, Justin, let's
it.
Move to the front.
Okay.
All right. Don't fucking hug up there. I'll lose my shit. Can I give a pitch? I wish Mamma Mia 2 had respected the lore in Mamma Mia 1.
My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly
by you.